This is Twit.
Google Glass is back, but not for checking your Insta feed from your glasses. The newly revamped Glass Enterprise Edition is designed for the non-information workers among us, meaning people who still work with people and things instead of in front of a screen, hands on a keyboard all day. So we're talking about doctors, factory workers, automobile assemblers, makers of agricultural equipment, and others. Scott, what do you make of this new chapter in the life of this much derided product?
Well, I knew back when they were talking about this going away, there was a lot of talk of back to the drawing board, we're starting over and stuff. And I didn't believe it. I never bought that. I think Google is willing. They're the kind of company that's willing to say, all right, we're going to try this. And to a certain point, it's pretty close to a retail product, but we still, you know, need to iterate and figure this thing out. And they went pretty far with that. People could buy it. They could wear it, gained a weird reputation. I think they needed that feedback to kind of know what the reception would be. And I think rightly they said, well, time to turn inward and work on it some more. I think it's the perfect application for it, at least to start. I've always felt like this and other AR initiatives and products out there are stepping stones to something great one day. These are big, imagine the big, heavy, small screened black and white laptops of yesteryear that were not convenient, that were not battery efficient, that were not any of those things. But they were important stepping stones toward the future. And the future that we have now is pretty incredible with 15 hours of battery life and super thinness and incredible OS capabilities. And they're great. Like, I don't see any reason why AR, Google Glass among them, can't, you know, find a foothold and develop over time. But we are 10 years away, in my opinion, from where we really want to be, which is a place of size is going to matter. It's going to be real small and it's going to be hard to detect and they're going to be ubiquitous and they're going to be really inexpensive and we're going to have people using some kind of AR or some kind of device like what Google Glass is trying to do, and it will be like cell phones and we'll be past all of the awkward stages. We won't be carrying around giant bricks anymore. VR, AR, all of that stuff is going to get to this place. And when we get there, it's going to be a really great place to be. But there has to be these stepping stones. So I think it's brilliant that A, they didn't can it. And B, the way this becomes a stepping stone is that it's not for you on the bus. It's for a doctor in a research lab. It's for a heavy machinery technician in a factory. It's somebody who's working in, you know, really strange conditions with really interesting equipment and needs this kind of help and assistance. So it's a great place to start getting your feet wet and to see this grow and evolve. I think it eventually, though, ends up, Megan, in my hands, in your hands, and we end up with, you know, we end up with consumer products that help us in our everyday. But we're not there yet. So why not aim it at a place that actually can use it right now and then iterate from there?
One wonders why they didn't do that first. I mean, I hear what you're saying, that they just wanted to get the public's reaction. But it seemed so weird that they were, I mean, we have a picture. Stephen Levy put these two pictures side by side in his Wired piece today, where it was, Sergey Brin and Diane von Furstenberg. If you scroll down a little bit to this picture, of them standing, yeah, right there on the left, you know, it was just like, let's make this fashionable item, you know, this woman that makes dresses. And then versus on the right is what they're, the way they're trying to sell it today, like a factory worker. Like, is it just that we are living in a different time than we were 3 years ago when that, when, you know, they were trying to push it as a fashionable item. We are more, I mean, we do live in a different nation where, there's a lot of, populist, voices being heard for the first time. People who feel like those, you know, pictures of Sergey and Diane von Furstenberg were passing them by, you know, and then, so I think that that's something to it. I think that they are still maybe playing to what they think the public wants, and maybe the public wants to know that their factory jobs are still, you know, going to be not taken by robots.
Well, 2 weeks ago at my Nerdtacular event we hold here in Salt Lake City, somebody brought a HoloLens with them. And while that's nothing like in terms, well, it's, you know, that and Google Glass couldn't be more different in a lot of ways. But despite its limitations, I was very impressed with it. And after using it, I went, okay, I get it. There will come a time where we have full field of vision And we'll be able to augment our realities in a way that is useful across the board, from video games all the way up to super important high tech surgery, whatever it is. And I'm convinced of that. The question is, when you're at Google and you live and work and eat and stay and sleep in a campus that is always thinking of the next thing you're going to do, whether it's talking to a computer and getting the results you want, to whatever other Google thing is going on, I think it's easy to get in that bubble and forget what the practical everyday person is going to do. And I think that's where the mistake was made. I think that they just got so excited about the potential of the technology that they tried to apply it so fast and so quick to a hipster generation who they assumed would love to have at least one more piece of hardware hanging off of them that told them everything that was going on in the world. And we weren't even sure as a public if watches that are smart are, if we're ready for that or not. We're still not sure if we're ready for that or not. So at least on a mass market scale. So I think this is them. I mean, I wasn't in there. I didn't have any of these meetings, but I get the impression this is them stepping back a little and going, all right, you guys, calm down for a second. We got a really cool idea. It's a pretty neat tech, but we're kind of a solution without a problem. Mm-hmm. So let's put it in areas where perhaps those problems exist and the solution will be obvious and will grow and will change and we'll know what our solution is, you know, down the road. So that's where I think they're at.